It's tradition almost everywhere to stand before a sporting match begins while the national anthem is played. The trouble in South Africa is many people can't sing along.
Do you know the words to South Africa's national anthem?
Yes.
All of them?
Because it's a kelele, yes.
Can you sing it?
Africa.
Could you sing it? No. Leave
me alone. Many South Africans know the title and first line, but if you press them, they don't know much more.
Want to give it a spin? Here's the words.
Kosisikilele Africa. Pula pakanyizwe mfundulayo.
You don't know what that means, do you?
No idea, mate.
The song is called Nkosisikilele Africa, Lord Bless Africa. It's a blend of protest lyrics from the anti-apartheid movement. Mixed in are parts of the old Afrikaner anthem, Die Stem von Südafrika, the call of South Africa. The new song includes 5 different languages, and many whites haven't learned the Zulu, Xhosa, and Sesotho phrases. Many blacks have trouble too.
I've got the words here. Could you try singing the Afrikaans?
A diplomat on the man. A diplomat on the
sea. Do you know what those words mean?
No, I've got no idea.
As anthems go, South Africa's is unusual. In the spirit of racial reconciliation, officials merged black and white traditions in the 1990s rather than commissioning a new song.
I'm going to play it for you on my rather out-of-tune piano, just the opening phrase, very, very slowly.
Music professor Stephanus Muller from Stellenbosch University calls the result an uneasy fit. The song starts softly and then changes character.
So what we've got in the joining of Nkosisikilele and the stem is a church hymn and a military march. It is still 2 separate anthems and sounds like 2 separate anthems.
All races are legally equal in the new South Africa, but in many ways they lead separate lives. At sporting events, people don't sing in harmony, they sing in turn. Muller thinks it's a metaphor for the inequities that still exist.
I think South Africans hear in this anthem something of the kind of uncomfortable compromise that is South Africa today.
Not everyone believes that discomfort is acceptable.
567 Cape Talk. Cape Talk. Comment by Aidan Thomas.
You know, if we can't all sing the anthem together, more than a decade after it was introduced, then we're wasting our time in this country, aren't we?
That's Cape Town talk radio host Aidan Thomas. He's on a mission to get South Africans to learn their anthem.
I don't care if you don't speak Xhosa or Sotho. I don't, but I've bothered to learn the anthem. So it clearly is not a language issue. Hang your head in shame if you can't sing our anthem. You're an embarrassment to your country and your flag. You're a disgrace as a citizen.
Thomas says some people have taken up his challenge to learn the song, but he doesn't think he's changed many hearts and minds. That kind of transformation will have to happen elsewhere.
Can anybody tell me what the words Nkosisikelele Africa mean? Yes?
Lord bless Africa.
Lord bless Africa. How about the next part? Yiswa imithanda zoyetu.
This is where people see the best chance of the new national anthem taking root.
Yes?
Third grade, St. George's Grammar School, Cape Town. This multiracial class is taught in 3 languages. When these children sing the anthem, it's in full voice. 22 South Africans who know the words and are learning what they mean about their country's history and its hope for a multicultural future. For The World, I'm Terry Fitzpatrick in Cape Town.
Murray.